Okay, we've got quite a lot of catching up to do. I'll try to go a bit faster today. Simon Kuf and Gimel have to finish off Siv Hei, which tells us the following. If you've got a shul that there's nobody that can actually read. Shul that nobody can read. Besides one person. He's the only one that can read. Now, here it's actually talking about somebody who leans. The one who has the aliyah is the one who leans. But it says as follows. That person should have an aliyah. And he should lean a little bit. And then afterwards he should say the bracha afterwards. Asher nosalonu. And he should afterwards have another aliyah. Lean another few psukim. And do another bracha after that. And he should carry on doing so. As many aliyahs as necessary. As many aliyahs as that day. In other words, if you've got a case that there's only one person who can actually have aliyahs, let him have aliyahs. Let him go for it. If it's five aliyahs, let him have five aliyahs. If it's a Shabbos, let him have all aliyahs. Let him have all aliyahs. It's not a problem. There's no issue of one person having numerous aliyahs. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us. So I think it was one of the Gdolim. They said Reb Nosson Adler, I believe. I don't know if it's true, but they said Reb Nosson Adler, he was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, he was a Kohen. And I believe he had Kohen every week, as well as Shlishi or Maftir or another Ali as well. So he had, I don't know if it was Reb Nosson Adler, I'm not 100% sure, but in principle, Shulchan Aruch says that it's nothing wrong with having a few Aliyahs. In fact, this case of here that nobody can else can read, that's what you lechatchila have to do, that every single Aliyah is by the same person. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that if you've got somebody who can say word by word, he can repeat after you, then the Mishnah Berurah says that you can ask him to have an Aliyah and says, that's fine. If you can have one person who can just parrot reads, that's fine as well. Mishnah Berurah said that. But if in principle, to have a person having a few aliyahs is not a problem. Sim kuf mem dal. Because you need to have minyan ha'olim, you need to have aliyahs. You need aliyahs on Shabbos, you need to have. And on Shabbos, because that's a takana, it's part of the takana is to have these aliyahs. It's maybe more practical. But lemais, you need to have aliyahs. No, because it's part of the takana. It's part of the takana. Part of the takana is to have the aliyahs. No, I'm saying that's part of the takana to divide the parasha into seven aliyahs. Simon kuf mem dalet shalol yedalek b'toyer me'inyin le'inyin v'dina avtoyer. Okay, we're now proceeding a little bit. Pimu alochas on aliyah, and then eventually on avtoyer. Medalgin benovi ve'en medalgin ba'toyer me'parsha zu le'parsha acheres. Medalgin means to skip. To skip. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you are allowed to skip when it comes to Novi. But with regards to leaning from a Sefer Torah, skipping is not permitted. And he explains as follows. So again, medalgin benovi, you're allowed to skip with the Novi, with the Aftorah. You're not allowed to skip with regards to Torah. Parsha zu parsha ches, from one parsha to another parsha. That is with regard in two different leanings altogether. You're not allowed to skip and two totally different parshas altogether. Techashinon, because we are concerned. Shemot is balel das Hashem, people will be all confused. If you lean a little bit here, you lean a little bit there. If you're not going straight, people get confused. You know how to do that. Havol bechad in yone, but if it's one topic, then kigoin, such as ach emois, ve'ach ba'asoyr, shikoin godol kurebiyem akipurin, if you've got two very, very relevant parts, and they are really touching each other, but not with this psukim in between, so that you're allowed to lay in one after the other, although there is a gap in between. So you're allowed to do that. You'd be allowed to skip. If it's really, really no gap one to the other, you'd be allowed to skip. Madalgin, you're allowed to skip. V'hu shalikra al-peh, but certainly you're allowed to read it by heart. Shosalikra shalomin aksav, because you're not allowed to say anything by heart, afilu teva achas, even one word. And there's a halach, of course, that you need to lean. So if you are skipping, then ensure that you roll it to the right place. Uwe Novi. Now, with regards to Novi, Haftoire, Medalgin Afilu B'Shnei, and you want me now to skip, even if there are two different topics altogether. Vehu, and this is Shaloyishe Bediluk Be'inyan Shiyamdu Atzibu B'Shtika. With regards to Novi, you are allowed to skip altogether and name two different Nevi'im altogether, providing that there is no long gap in between. You don't have to start searching. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when people are using the Novi from a klaf. So if you start rolling then from one Novi to another Novi, people are getting bored out of their minds. Some of them are probably going to fall asleep in between, and you're going to have a big gap in between. So that's no good. But in principle, you're allowed to lay two different avtiras, two different places altogether, but as long as there's no long gap in between. Yeah. Good, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. Mishnah Berurah speaks about it. The Hanamele Benovi Echot, that's with regards to one Novi, one Sefer Novi, like Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Melochim, Sefer Yirmiyah, Sefer Yishaya. Have a Benovi, Lenovi, and Medalgin, but certainly you're allowed to skip from one Sefer Novi, from Sefer Shoiftim, and after it's good to Sefer Yeshua, or from Sefer Melochim to Sefer Shmuel. Anything like that, that for sure you're not allowed. Even you're not allowed to. Who the Teoso, Medalgin Benovi, Novi, the Teoso, the Nevi'im of the Teoso, they're very short, and they're considered one Novi. You're allowed to skip from one Novi to another Novi, that's fine. As long as the gap is not very time consuming. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says exactly your point. Mishnah Berurah says, that's all, the skipping of the Nevi'im. Rabbi said, you know that in some Avtoras, you go back, which Avtorah? Do we go back at the end of the Avtorah? We go back to another Novi? Noach, you say we do? Skips. We skip. Yeah, that's right. Mocha Chodesh. So occasionally, do you remember? Sometimes we go back and we say all the psukim from, I think in Shabbos Shuv as well. We do. No, we can say Mikel Komecha. No. So okay, I'm not going to start checking now, but there is definitely some places. Is that okay or not okay? Have you noticed? Sometimes we do that. So based on what we're saying now, why is it a problem? That's right. Novi to Novi should be a problem. Oh, that's the Mishnah Berurah is mechadash. It's a big. I think it's a chiddush, but Mishnah Berurah says sif cotton vav lo yisha lo yisha bismaneim. Oh, 1 minute. That's the next one. No, that's fine. Here's good. Bismaneim regim le tagim and posuk le posuk. Next line. Kosva Poiskim. I'm going to the second line over here. It says as follows. Kosva Poiskim. The Poiskim write. Nowadays, we don't translate in the middle anyway. Namishor is permitted. Since, Kevin Shikola after is Ksuvim Bismanenu Bekuntas Bifne Atzman. That's really the critical point. That our Avtoras are printed in a Kuntas Bifne Atzman in a kuntas, in a booklet, in its own, oi, or bechumashim, it's in a printed version, and halo yochel lesamein, a person is able to make a sign with a chapes and to search maya quickly and swiftly. Call up sukim hashem chalafter yozu. He can put a bookmark in there. He can look. So even if it's not printed in a way that you've got the sukim following afterwards, but you can easily search and find everything quite quickly. It doesn't take a minute. Right, so then it would be a problem. You're quite right.
But we have set up terrors in that one.
So there would be a problem. Then it would be a problem. You wouldn't be able to go Milkel Kamoicha. You would be a problem there. Yeah. Velo ya tzibur tzichi lamed b'shtike. The point is that you can't have the tzibur waiting long times quietly. Ale day zekev lakachshin. Therefore, it's permitted. Mitam zeh. Therefore, mutav bismanin afilu kshapsukim v'mishnei nevim. Even if it's from two nevim, afilu choikim. If it's from two separate tzvarim altogether, afilu choikim zeh mezeh. And if it's very very far away, one from another, you're allowed to, because if it's printed, if it's a printed version, or it's collected already, it's collated already, then it's fine, and there is no issue because people are not going to be hanging on waiting. Again, I find it very inspiring. I find it very inspiring that we don't want people to klotz. We don't want people to wait. Sometimes we're talking about a minute or two. How long does it take to scroll already, to roll the Sefer Torah? We don't want people to klotz. What do you think about it? No? Chazal very concerned. Shabbos, how? Why are you hurrying already? What are you rushing to already? No, we don't want, Chachom didn't want Eden to klotz. What do you think about it? We don't want people to klotz. Yeah. No again, safe base. No again, b'Shabbos, sheish b'chosen, loy ma'achav Torah. Now, on a Shabbos with his chosen, which we call Shabbos Oifuf, sheish bechosn lemach haftorah, after the haftorah. Now he comes and he tells us where does the name haftorah come from. Where does the name haftorah come? Haftorah, yesh oimim shu menoshen ein maftirin achar pesach hafikoymen, shinonoi siluk. So what does hafikoymen really mean? Now we're learning it. What does hafikoymen really mean? Hafikoymen, ein maftirin achar pesach hafikoymen means, pardon? Dessert? Afters? Yeah, it's all basically the same. It means the ending. The ending. It's the after. It means silukoi, ending, discontinuation. Siluk, tefillah shachis, the ending of tefillah shachis. Contrary to popular belief, kiyasa Torah and after is really part of tefillah shachis. And that's why there are in some shuls that the Baal Shachis continues. Yeah? What am I referring to? Yes. And what else? Yeah, that's right. That's right. The Baal Shach is really still holding on. Kaddish is a good example. Yeah, Kaddish potentially. He keeps on because the Kiyas HaTorah and Haftorah really still belongs to him. He's still there really. So that the Haftorah is the ending. Is the ending of Tefillah Shach. It's still part of Shachis. So therefore it's called Haftorah. Haftorah means the ending. It's the ending of Shachis. Now, on a Shabbos where there is a Chosen, after Haftorah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ashavua, Shnayim Ushloisha Psukim, he continues and he says, two or three Psukim, Haftorah, Sois Osis, which is the most relevant Haftorah when it comes to Chosen. He still says the Psukim of Sois Osis, of referring to the great Simcha, of tremendous Simcha of a Chosen, of a Chasana. Now, has anybody seen this Minik? To say Sois Osis, by Haftorah, when there's a Chosen, don't think exists anymore. But it's certainly interesting to know that for many years there was special haftorahs that were said, special additional psukim to haftorahs that were said when there was a chosen in shul. I don't know why we stopped that. You think it would be nice, Minik? I think it's very nice. I think it's very nice. It shows that the whole keila joins the simcha. Yeah. So he says. So that's what he says. That you'd be, there wouldn't be a problem over here. Mishnah Berurah says they've gotten yud. And when you've got Rosh Chodesh falling on Shabbos and Sunday, after completing the Haftorah of Shabbos, we only say the first and final Pasuk of Machu Chodesh. If it's Rosh Chodesh falling on Shabbos Sunday, ve'elim chas b'yotem, you don't stop them. So ein lekamon simen tov chuf hei, seif beis, v'simen tov chuf ches, eich noyagin. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Niyud says, noyagin, v'tam ha-minik. The minik is for the following. The kamo pom misram mishu menovi lenovi, very often it's going to be from novi to novi, which we said earlier, it's a bit of a problem. Mishum di b'yimah talmud, yikol asfom lichtom begilin, v'yitzichem lishois begilila, that this would be a problem because you have to wait and we said it's a problem. I've already done, but nowadays according to us, shavtoiras nichtovim mikuntresim oy bechumashim, that we've got kuntresim or chumashim for the avtoiras haloyochol as a simon sheimot zimoya. It's not a problem anymore. Now there certainly wouldn't be a problem, says the Mishnah Berurah. Nowadays you certainly wouldn't have a problem to make additional few psukim in honor of the chosen, additional few psukim in honor of a simcha, because ultimately the reason why you're not allowed to skip doesn't apply anymore. We've got chumashim. We've got. It's not a problem. So you can add from a few psukim. So it's also at the end. It will be very nice. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is probably referring to the. I hear what you're saying. I think the way it works is that Shulchan Aruch is not too happy. He just explains means that we don't protest, but he doesn't like it particularly much. It's a custom as opposed to halacha psuka. And now he says Ein Lim Chos Biyodem, we don't protest. Mishnah Berurah goes a step further and he says actually it's better than that. Not only that you don't just protest, but actually it's perfectly in order, because the chumashim nowadays that we use is correct. Welcome to introduce new minik. I think it's very nice. So it's osis. Hey, yeah, it would definitely bring about a simcha in the keila. Yeah. Seif Gemel Ein Goydelin, Sefer Torah B'Tzibur, Mipnei Kvoid HaTzibur. There is an Issa of Goydelin, of ruling the Sefer Torah publicly, Mipnei Kvoid HaTzibur, because of Kvoid HaTzibur. Tumish, what we call in Yiddish, Tumish. Tumish the Sefer Torah, don't do that publicly, because it's a lack of Kvoid HaTzibur. Ve'ein Yivimein, Lohem Alo Sefer Torah Echad, if there's only one Sefer, and sometimes you need two, such as, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chanukah, pardon, Shabbos Chanukah, yeah. So sometimes you need three. V'hem tzrichim likros b'shnei inyonim, gudrin v'idoch ikvod ha-tzibur. It says as follows. Normally, if you can help it, don't mish the Sefer Torah in public. It's a lack of kovod ha-tzibur. It's not respectful. Because the olam is waiting again, you're getting the people to klotz. You're getting people to be bored out of their brains. Don't do that. So don't roll the Sefer Torah generally. However, if you only go one Sefer Torah, you can't help it. You're not going to push away the chiyuv of leining for Kovod HaTzibur. And you're gonna wait. Olam is going to wait and you're going to use two Sefer Torah. Make sense? Yeah, so it's interesting because Kovod HaTzibur is very important, but it doesn't push away the obligation of leining. Why, by the way, why do you think that people are not, why are we allowed to, if there's only one Sefer Torah, why do you think that we're allowed to mish? Why don't we say that, use a chumash, skip it altogether, skip the leining, what? Right. So it actually, I can see the Mishnah, there's an element of a chiddush over here. Mishnah says that the reason is, look at the last line. The mistoma tzibur, last line of the Mishnah is if cotton you'd gim, the zayin. The mistoma tzibur moichlin al kvoidum kitalikaim kirsam after kedin. Is that probably people are moichel. People are okay. If they understand, people are sensible, people understand that if you only go on Sefer Torah, you're going to end up mishing it. People are understanding, people are, so although generally, they haven't got patience. We're not going to be, it's covered at Tzibur. But over here, if there's no choice, people are going to be moichel. That's what he says. Interesting. People are going to be moichel. See if they are done it. Hein koirin la'odom echot b'shnei sifre Torah mishum pkomoi. So whilst it's true that generally a person is going to have two aliyahs, that's only true if it's one Sefer Torah. If you're changing Sefer Torah, you go from one Sefer Torah to another Sefer Torah, then it's not, you can't have one person, two aliyahs, the same aliyah. Why? Mishum pkomoi, because of the pgam, the blemish, pershenire kepoigeim umatel doifim bereshin. Because what would the outside bystander say? What would you say if he's using one Sefer Torah and he keeps on for the next aliyah? What would you say? Yes, they would say even more than that. They say Sefer Torah is pogrom. They'd say, why is he still here? Why is he still here? Why is he hanging on over here? Must be there was something wrong with the earlier Sefer Torah. So they would say that there's a pgam in the Sefer Torah. Why I'm talking, the real halacha is a normal case of two Sefer Torah. Any day, the Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, whatever it is, that you do Sefer Torah. Okay. Now, we're saying that you can't keep on the last aliyah to have the next aliyah of Mafia. You can't keep him there. Why? Because we're going to end up saying that there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah, the first Sefer Torah. We're going to end up speaking about the first Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah is a schwach Sefer Torah, it's not a good Sefer Torah. Havel Shlosha Gavu B'Shlosha Sforim. But if you've got three Sefer Torah, such as when? That's right. Kigon Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, Lekim Shum Pkam. Then people are chappen already. People are not going to say there's two Sefer Torah which are pogum. People are going to understand already. So if three people, if I have three Sefer Torah, that's acceptable. One person, you're right. Yeah. That's right. Lekim Shum Pkam, there's no issue of Pkam. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like people are going to understand when the third Sefer Torah is being used.
Okay, the second one's being used.
Then it looks like the chashash is, nobody's that negative and that pessimistic to say that two Sefer Torah are possible.
Yeah, when the second one's being read, there's a pagam.
For that minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I suppose that the answer is that it will be rectified in a minute when this third one is taken out. I hear that. So it's based on the fact that we know there's a third Sefer Torah coming out. Simon Kuf Mem Hei Dinah Metagamin. Has anybody davened in a Yemenite minion? Taimonish minion? Have you ever davened?
Once.
You once? You davened with Yemenites? Okay, do you remember learning how was a leaning? Do you remember about the Kiyas HaTorah?
30 years ago.
So you remember anything about it? That's all the Sephardim do. That's not just Yemenites.
I was warned in advance, so I didn't go back.
You had what? You had?
I was warned in advance.
You're warned in advance.
They have the
okay. So I myself was not Zoycha either. I was once on a weekday, but not on a Shabbos. But there is a... I think there's a Shabbos. There's a... Is it not here? No, it's not. Where is it?
I don't know. That's Adonai.
Yes. That's...
They know that they're translating into Arabic,
too. So... I know that, I don't know about all minyanim, but I know that some of them certainly do. They certainly do. There's definitely that minik still kayem. By Yemenites, there is still a metagim. Like in the times of Chazal, no. My father-in-law told me that he attended once a minyan like that. It took ages learning. Imagine. They translate everything. Abdul as well? Okay. So that's much like in times of Chazal. Chazal established that the leaning, we're going to see Shulchan Aruch now, that Chazal established that every leaning requires after a translation. A translation. And whenever this apostle is being leaned, after it's being translated. So, we're going to be discussing this in Sim Kuf Memei, something which doesn't exist anymore in the Ashkenazi world. But the question, of course, that we need to address is why, and Ramosha is a truth about this, and hopefully we'll have clarity in this. Ramosha says, if this is truly a takona, if it is truly a takana that one should read, translate. If so, what's the question? Pardon? No. No. Why do we stop? Good. Question number one. Question number two. Even a stronger question. Sorry for those who want to be at home at 11 o'clock, but... Big tich. Why don't we... No, it's not a hefsek. We'll see soon why. Apostle. Why is it apostle? No, it's not written. It's not written. They use a different source. Why don't we do the same? Sorry, Rabbi Hussai. It's a good question. Why don't we do it? Why don't we do the same? Why don't we do? Why don't we have? Shnayim mikra ve'echot targum is a separate obligation in Simon Reish Pehei. Which is not about, according to most Rishonim, excuse me, one Rishonim, not linked, according to most Rishonim, besides one opinion. Okay, we're going to go to the majority opinion, it has nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with Shnayim Mikra Vechotagum. Nothing directly to do with it. So why don't we have in Leining, after the Leining, what's this week's, Pinchas, how does Pinchas start? Yeah, so after this stops, Balkir stops. And he looks at any volunteers, and then somebody comes up, and he starts saying, Pinchas ben Ozo, and he says, well, Pasuk, and after the Alt Scroll translation right next to us, I'm sure we'll be just the right, and then you translate, Pasuk by Pasuk. Now, sorry for all of us who want to be home at 11 o'clock, if you want to have a cholent and a quick cholent before you have your shlof, it's going to delay things, no doubt about it. But we definitely have to examine, why do we stop? If it's a takona, because this one, it's a real takona, why did we stop?
So you just carry on, there's no answer.
Okay, so I suppose you'd say in Rome, do like that, Romans.
Yeah,
okay. Or you'd say, you make separate minyanim, you make it upstairs, we make a bit of an upstairs minyan in the French, and then we do the Yiddish one downstairs, and then we do the...
I mean, in Israel, it's probably Yiddish.
Oh, good. It's all a problem. Yeah. Okay, so that's a very... Ramosh has a truth about this, and it's, I think the question has to be asked, yeah. You can start with a second.
Once the Kaitzor can't be mounted anymore, then we can't.
Okay, so you're saying it's a bit like Tekonas Ezra, that it was bottle because of... Good, okay, so... Yeah, in Reuver Tzibri Chonim Lamed. Tekonas in Reuver Tzibri Chonim Lamed. Reb Gideon says, it's a Tekona that we find in various places, a Tekona she'ein Reuver Tzibri Yichonim Lamed, but that the majority of people cannot stand. It's too long, it's too long-winded... People can't stand. So you're saying that it's the corner that has been discontinued due to lack of demand. Yeah.
Previous series, there were two learning about how long the parshas were, and they used to sometimes, some communities would take 3 years to finish.
Correct.
If you only got one third of a sedra,
should be right.
Take so long.
Yeah, it should be manageable. Yeah, if it's a third of a sedra. Okay, so this is discussed in Simon Kuf Mem. Hey, more on that tomorrow, Mitz Hashem. Yeah, just to recap briefly, if that's okay. Just recap, yeah, to make it. So we learned about Emedalgin Benovin Lovi. In principle, we're not allowed to skip. So with regards to laning, it's always an issue, unless it's mamash got to do with one another and it's relatively close. You're allowed to do laning one next to the other. Haftorah is much more lenient. You're allowed to skip from the one Novi to Novi, provided it's in the same sefer, provided that it's not a long wait. Nowadays with Chumashim, it's anyway not much of an issue. We learned that the Shabbos Choson, there used to be special psukim of Sois Tosits that used to be added again nowadays. Shouldn't be a problem at all. Question mark, why it has been discontinued. Sif Gimel Torah taught us that you're allowed to mish. You're not allowed to mish in public because of COVID at Sibbo. If you've got no choice, you need to learn to two different places and there's only one Sif Torah, yes, then you should mish in public. We learned that one person really is allowed to have many aliyahs. However, maftir, and then afterwards the next Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to have the same person having the aliyah because commercial Sefer Torah, people are going to start speaking about a Sefer Torah being possible. With regards to three Sefer Torah, it's acceptable. And we had an introduction with regards to the dinner of Metagimen, which will continue with Shem tomorrow. Good evening, Abbas.